One thing I do want to say about the quality of the crop this year, it's really amazing, and I have to give you guys a lot of credit for all we battled against from about three hurricanes and the tropical storms all across Texas to the southeast. It's really amazing that we made as high quality crop as we did make. So I'm gonna point out some of the highlights and some areas where probably some things, some weather may have caused some problems a little later in the harvest. Again, here's our 12 classing offices across the belt. I'll be talking about some of the quality by across the U.S. and some by region, and then I'll get them a little bit more about individual states and some individual quality factors. One thing's a little different on this year is the Desert Southwest. We do class some of that cotton in Visalia now rather than all of it being classed in Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, all the New Mexico cotton is classed in Visalia now. Of course, we, as many of the Jenners, took a big hit on production this year. We took one, as you can see, and this is through the 1st of January. We'd only classed 11 million bales of Upland cotton. Pima was a record year in 2007, classing 823,000, then all the way down to 365. And I think we're probably going to end up somewhere around 430, something like that, Greg, 425, 430. And then our total classing, 11.4 million, and this morning our estimate had dropped down to 12.7. Most of that remaining cotton to be classed, it will be in the Lubbock classing office, Lubbock and Abilene, and a little bit more in Phoenix. To look at trends and look at averages across all the years, I think you have to sort of look at where the cotton's being produced and how that has changed and what impact that has on, say, average length and average strength especially. As you notice, out west, since the late 80s, there's been a big trend to for the western cotton to fall off to where it's just barely above 5% of the U.S. cotton crop now. Well, that's where we had a lot of our long staple and high strength. Well, now, in more recent years, as we'll get to here in a little bit, Texas now has moved up, is producing a much higher percent of the crop, but also the quality of the Texas crop has changed a whole lot. And I'll show you some data on that here as we move forward. This is one of the areas that is very surprising to me, that color grade held up as well as it did, as much rain as we had. But the 41-32 color grade of 94% actually was higher than what we had in 2007. And by region, everyone was above 90%, and you'll see the Southeast and Mid-South jump back up the most because the Mid-South really dropped down in 2007. The downside, in my opinion, from attending some of these speeches and looking at what our international customers are wanting far as quality, we've increased in our leaf grade content, and in fact this is one of the highest ones in recent years, average leaf grade of 3.5. And the Southeast, Mid-South is the highest, almost a 4 leaf grade average. I don't know if I've said this in this meeting before, but I know Bill Mayfield won't care because I kid him from time to time. When I first started in the cotton industry 20-something years ago, he was going around making speeches to that you didn't need to produce these middling three leaves like Alan Williams and some of them used to produce at Cardinal Co-op. And I said, Bill, it took you 20 years to get them to produce 41 fours. He says, yeah, and he said, that's not what the customers want. And I said, that's right. So now we're trying to get them back to 31 threes. The extraneous matter increased significantly this year due to the bark, as you'll see in West Texas. And let me back up here just a second. I do expect to see that the 2008 will pass 2004 because in recent weeks the bark's been about somewhere around 70% in Lubbock and La Mesa. So I think you'll see that inch on up. Uh, micro and air is really unchanged for the last 5 years, even though there is a drop down quite a bit in West Texas. I think last year was about a 4-1 average, but the Mid-South came up. We did have early in the crop, did have quite a bit of high mic cotton in the Southeast and Mid-South. This is the biggest change is in strength. And I think you'll see the same thing as staple here in a little bit. But it's evidently due to the weather we had or the varieties of cotton we've changed to. But as you look at the history since we've been 100% HVI, we'd sort of leveled off these last 4 or 5 years. They're 29.2, 29.1, 29.2. But then all of a sudden this year we jump up a half a gram per tex, so that's encouraging to see. Of course, when you look at it by region, the Mid-South actually moved back ahead of Texas this year. That was where the biggest jump was. The Southeast really hadn't changed that much. An average staple at 35.7. Every region improved, the staple length improved significantly this year. And again, it's going to be the longest staple we've produced since we went 100% HVI. We saw it take a dip down in the late 90s, early 2000, and then it's just been on a gradual increase the last 4 or 5 years. I put to show how Texas, I'd mentioned this earlier, and how Texas has really changed and how this changes the average for the U.S., but for years and years it just followed right below the U.S. average, and then here at, 2006 it came up to the U.S. average, and then 2006 it actually passed, 2005 it came up to the average, and now it's running almost a full staple length, longer than the U.S. average. Base quality and higher. You've got to think of this as individual bales that contain all of the quality elements that meet base quality or higher. So we actually dropped down a little bit. Of course, the extraneous matter, all those bales with extraneous matter wouldn't fall into this category. So that's one of the reasons this probably dropped down as much as it did. And you look at it for the last 3 years by region, and the Southeast, Mid-South, all came up. A little bit increase in Desert Southwest and the San Joaquin Valley, but Texas, of course, dropped down as far as bales that compose base quality and higher, still at 30-something percent. But what I thought was interesting, let me go one more slide here. It's when you look at the high quality for Texas, they actually lead. Once you get outside of California, they still have 20-something percent of bales of 31.335. Let me back up again here to the base quality by state. All the states increased again. Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee made the big climb because 2007, they had a lot of short staple, high mic. They kept that such a low percentage, 10% of base quality. Arkansas, Missouri made a big jump back. But like I said, when you move to the 31.335s, you don't really see, by 15% is the highest, and you see that for Arkansas, Missouri. I combined those two because they're so similar. But even with all the bark, Texas is still one of the leading states once you get out of the San Joaquin Valley. So looking at it over about an 8 or 9 year period of, when I say west here, I'm talking about New Mexico west. This is not just California. But that's how much, what percent, about 70-something percent, 31.335s, Well, Texas in 2007 was bumping up to the 60% mark, and now it's just fell back due to the extraneous matter, but the Southeast has stayed pretty much level. In fact, it's dropped just a little bit over time period there. I don't know how many of you attended the meeting Monday afternoon, but some of the merchants were pretty much talking about a lot of our foreign customers now are wanting, you know, 31.3, even some of them 21.2, 36s. So we're not outside of Texas. We're not seeing a whole lot. Like I said, the Mid-South are came back up some this year. I'm going to move into Pima. This won't take but a minute because it's one thing about Pima. For the most part, it doesn't change from year to year. But bales that had a color grade 3 and a leaf grade of 3 or higher made up 98.5%, the highest for the last 3 years. Micronair is just pretty much stable. If I went back probably 20 years, it would either be about a 4.0 or a 4.1. Staple average came up a little bit from last year. But we also had a big increase in the average strength in Pima. And I was talking to Greg a little bit earlier about it, and I really don't know what this is attributed to unless it's such a reduction in acreage that maybe the qualities that remained or the weather we had on that may have played a part on it. But that's the highest we've ever had for Pima. In conclusion, for the 2008 crop, we had an increase in the 41-32 color grades, increase in leaf from the previous 5 years, big increase in extraneous matter, of course. The mic average is pretty much consistent with the previous 4 years. Highest strength and longest staple that we've averaged since we went 100% HVI in 1991. And the base quality, bales that composed the qualities of base quality and higher was down 2% from 2007. And about the only change in the Pima would have been, of course, the highest strength we've seen there. Again, I appreciate it. That pretty much concludes my wrap up on the quality. Entertain any questions?
Got time for a question if somebody has one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.